The measure would cut state taxpayer funding for the UW by about $160 million compared to the budget the governor introduced. The UW would be forced to backfill those expenses with its own funding, likely out of its reserves that Republicans have attacked as being too large and hidden from the public. GOP lawmakers took shots at the UW during a raucous hearing weeks ago. Last night, Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling dug in even more, pounding her desk as she said System President Kevin Riley should be removed from his job.
In the best interest of the state, Kevin Riley should not be ahead of the university system with this breach of trust.
In addition to all Republicans, two Democrats voted for the proposal, including Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse, who said there was a disconnect between the people running the UW and the legislature.
I feel like we're sitting here at a legislative intervention with UW system.
Racine Democrat Corey Mason voted against the plan after he tried and failed to change it to increase financial aid for UW students. As it is, this budget holds financial aid flat.
I think there was an understandable outcry about a surplus being built on the backs of tuition increases, but there should be an equal outcry that the majority party does absolutely nothing to address access and affordability for UW students.
The plan approved last night would also shift money set aside for employee raises out of the UW's budget and into the compensation fund for other workers. The UW would also lose the autonomy to spend that money as it pleases. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.